All right, here's the best way to stunt your kids' growth and development. And hopefully we can get past these and implement some parenting that allows our kids to grow safely, to grow naturally, and to grow in the greatest ways possible. Number one, prioritizing fear over connection. Look, fear will make your kids change their behavior, but it will not allow them to develop maturely and quickly or how to process their emotions. See, if you prioritize fear over connection, you might get a faster result, but it won't be as long lasting. And so as they grow up and as they get older, they won't be able to handle their emotions. They won't be able to take care of themselves. And once the guardrails of fear are gone, they begin to lash out or live as if they were a toddler again because those parameters aren't in place. And so then you have children who grow up into their 20s, their 30s, their 40s, their 50s, and they're starting to behave like children. Look, I hope that all of us, we have childlike imaginations, but we don't have to have childish behavior. Number two, parents who punish versus discipline. And this one gets tossed up all the time. Well, what's the difference between punishment and what's the difference between discipline? Punishment is something that's handed out when you break a law. Discipline is handed out when you want someone to learn a lesson. Punishment is you did this, and so here is the consequence for it. Discipline is you did this, now let me give you constructive criticism as well as a consequence so you can learn from the decisions that you made. Number three, if you want to stunt your kid's growth, if you want to stunt your child's growth, treat them like adults instead of letting them have a childhood. Unfortunately, that's not always the case. And some of us, myself included, we had to grow up faster than we should have. I think all the studies are showing that especially men are growing up faster and staying younger longer. In other words, they're forced to have responsibilities and they're forced to do things before they're ready for them. And so they skip entire building blocks of their emotions and their maturity because they've forced into those positions. Look, one in four American households don't have a father figure in them. And that number gets even higher the older a child gets, the fathers end up leaving. So if you want to see your child develop well and you want to see your child actually grow maturely, treat them like kids. Let them have a childhood. Let them fail. Let them have margin. See, we get comments all the time, people saying things like, well, you got to punish them like the world will. The world's not going to be nice to them. The world's not going to coddle them. And that's not the world's job. Hopefully, we aren't treating our children like they're grown adults, as if we're some disconnected boss or tyrant in a workplace or some police force or some government. I'm their father. I'm built to have a relationship with them. That's the only way this parenting thing works. And so I'm going to treat them like children and allow them to fail, allow them to have margin for mistake. And I'm going to treat them like a child so that when they grow up, they have all the building blocks they need to be emotionally secure in who they are, to add the most value to the society that they're in.